we're still in the book of Galatians, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 10 from the second chapter. Paul wrote, "Then 14 years after I had went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me, I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of false brethren, unaware being brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty which we had in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us unto bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But these, who seem to be somewhat, whosoever they were, it makes no difference to me. God accepts no man's person. For they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me, but counterwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was to Peter, for God wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, and the same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles. And when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go into the heathens, and they unto the Gentiles. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which also I was forward to do." In verse 1, Paul said, 14 years after, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me. It's not clear what this "after" refers to. Was it after his conversion or after his previous visit, which followed his conversion by 3 years? The question has little bearing on the story that we're looking at here today. The probability is that the 14 years marked the time between the two visits to Jerusalem. If that be the case, this visit took place 17 years after Paul had been converted to Jesus Christ. He said he went with Barnabas. His association with Barnabas began when he supported the newly converted Pharisee in his desire to join the disciples in Jerusalem. The story is told in the book of Acts, chapter 9. I'll read it to you. Beginning with verse 26 of chapter 9, the Bible says, "When Saul was come to Jerusalem, he tried to join himself to the disciples, but they were afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him, and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus." Isn't it good to have someone that can recommend you? Isn't it great that when people do not believe your story because of your past life, when the way you have lived in the past would keep people from believing what you are today? Isn't it good to have someone who will stand up and say, "This man or this woman is a child of the King. I declare unto you his lifestyle has changed. I declare unto you that he puts God first in all of his life." Oh, isn't it great to have someone, a witness, that will vouch for your life, that would put you in favor with those you desire to have favor with? I thank God for men and women like Barnabas. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.